what they will do, more chase. Then we'll kill. This sex life in this material world is so strong. Even in the heavenly planets, big rishis, sex life with animals also very different. Man cohabiting with animals. It makes blind. Vyasadeva made one of her students pregnant.
Vyasadeva?
What is with that? Vyasadeva was born Satyavati. He was low class. Although she was born by a king. But her mother was a low class fisherman. And the fisherman raised her as daughter. And Parashar Muni is a matriarch. And back to me. And higher class. Virasvati, the spiritual master of the devata. He became so much mad because his brother's wife was pregnant and possibly they had sex. You see. Now, these are examples. Brahma became attracted to his daughter. Lord Shiva became attracted with Vidya Mohini. Even in the presence of his wife. So, this sex life can be controlled only by becoming Bhagavad has discussed all this because in this material there is no escape unless you become Krishna conscious from the sex impulse. It is not possible. Yadavati mama citta Krishna. When one is fully Krishna conscious, bhavati mukha vikara sustani, spite. That enjoyment, it is possible for Krishna conscious. No other can do. And that is bondage. You have to work hard for maintaining sex issues, and you are bound up by the karmas, you have to accept another body. And they continue. Who knows this law? How we are bound up and conditioned. If you talk in the modern society, they laugh. Why nonsense is coming? By sex life, one becomes conditioned. Anything. imagine my father that they marry gay guy. No more of this sober cheating. It is very dangerous. Even there is a promise that we shall not fall down here. That is also not behavior. What is the use? Better go and speak rather of him. There is not rich, there is nice coat, pant, gentleman. Who says, no, I never said. And then I said, we're glad to see that the uprooted gentleman with Tilo can sit up and speak. That is very, how would you say, prestigious. Everywhere. Why this false place? My Guru Maharaj, Brahmacharya, he says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was serious, sir. But when he took sannyas, that's over, sir. That is what? That is the idea. He married twice. Bhagavan Thakur married twice. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu married twice. Jai Krishna Bhaktivedanta Sahi Guru. You must know the sign of Krishna. That makes you guru, not the dress. What you are thinking of, American? Corona? Do it seriously. Balavanta is very expert. May all of you are expert. May do it seriously and systematically. Not change its position, this side, this then. That's not good. That makes people bent of mind.
Program I was thinking of, taking books, going from town to town, and finding interested people, and stay.
Everyone will meet us.
Yeah, and stay for some time in one place, find some local people, train them up, cooking,
yes.
Kirtan,
yes,
speaking, reading the books, and let them set up a small center in their house or. Purchase one.
If one is convinced about this philosophy, that is something. It doesn't matter what dress. Let him teach his family. They never let them do their own business. It doesn't matter. At least let them understand Krishna, Krishna side. That is all. do that for them, make them pray. He's coming, Ramesha. Because he carries serious food. I can cycle him now. From childhood. I had car, but my nephew was driving. I never knew. 1925. I purchased one Buick car.
Buick. It's a good car.
Mm. At that time in India, it was 8,000 rupees. Very strong car.
From America it came?
Yes, American car. I said, because Ford, Buick, Chevrolet, these cars are selling. Dodge. Yeah. 1925, I purchased one big car, 8,000.
That was a small car, sir, it was 1,700 rupees in 1936, 37.
Ford car was very cheap.
3,200 rupees. V8 four cars were sold in Bombay market, 3,200 rupees, 3,200. Now you send a car for repairs, the price, the bill will be 6,000 or 7,000 rupees.
What can be done?
Money has
gone. Things have gone high. I was calculating the other day. 20 times.
30 times.
More than that.
30 times.
30 times, yes. My father's income was from 250 to 300. And we are living very comfortable.
A month?
Per month.
It was more than sufficient those days.
But that's 300 rupees means. What do you calculate that?
Well, at 250 rupees, it came to 7,500 rupees now.
Even less, 250, it comes to 7,000. So where is that 7,000 income now?
In my house, we spend monthly more than 6,000 rupees. I studied for my graduation in the college at 50 rupees a term fee for 6 months. I am paying for those small kids going to the primary schools, 75
Our
rupees per month.
I was taking 2.5 kilos milk daily. 2 annas per kilo.
My family.
He was selling 45 kilos in Calcutta. Just in front of our house, there is a grocery shop. We are purchasing in a tin, but it is some required. I will go immediately.
14 rupees a tin it was. I bought it for 14 rupees a tin. 14.
Why 14 rupees?
14 rupees means 14 rupees.
Less than that. Hmm.
14 rupees is 20 kilos.
10 kilos.
That is 20 kilos. After I graduated.
That's cow ghee? Cow ghee?
Cow, no buffaloes. After I was graduated, sir.
Cow ghee was taking with rice. Because it was not available.
Money was so very cheap then. I'm in India. After I graduated myself, and I was a university scholar, I was given 75 rupees scholarship per month and a free bungalow with servants and all these things. And it was all right for me till I passed my MD. 75 rupees only.
This cow's milk in Bengal, it is compulsory before beginning your meal. Little cow milk, ghee mixed with rice and smashed potato. It's very nice.
And then we do it, sir. After that, we take out a part of it for the cow back. And a little for...
Alu bhate bhat. In Bengal, it is called alu bhate bhat. If you don't have anything, just have smashed potato, little ghee, and rice. It is sufficient. Very nutritious. And at last, little milk. Very nutritious.
Now there is shortage of all the important material the world over. the way we are exploiting the earth, perhaps we will be short of...
Therefore, I was
falling short of everything.
Maharaj is reminding me, when I was lecturing in Berkeley University, one Indian student asked me, Swamiji, why this Hare Krishna movement will benefit with required technology? So I replied that you have come to beg technology, I have come to give them, not to beg from them.
To teach. I have come to give.
I understand. Modern materialistic, advancement of society with this modern technology will, impoverish the earth and it's all...
From that point of view, I was...
They will be very poor.
Aeroplane was flying. So we admit this is contribution of the Western technology. But it is not safe. But what I am giving, it is safe. Sarvamapyasya dharmasya trayatimam. Our this contribution of India's culture and this contribution is far different. That is not said. At any moment will be finished.
No.
But here, sarvamapyasya dharmasya trayate mahatvam. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anirodha. This Manipur state is mentioned in the Bhagavad.
It's very old, sir.
And these people say that 3,000 years before there was no civilization.
And now they are changing. In
Manipur, where Arjun married
Babruvahan. And Babruvahan, the king's daughter's son. He remained as the adopted son of the king. Putrikasuta. He had no sons. So he took the daughter's son.
And he came for the war, Mahabharata.
So this is India's, the Kshatriyas. They're now sleeping, and some Shudras are ruling.
The Shudras are ruling the world over, not only India. What they are doing in America,
because
Nixon was worse than a Shudra. The way he carried out himself, the highest authority of the most advanced state here is
today. Now, they are going to take care of these Brahmins.
He made a very bad show. The place where on a man like
Washington
and people like Jefferson and other fellows have said, he has polluted that seat. Yeah. He must change that seat. Change the White House wholesale. The greatest car on this most, enlightened people. Americans are very enlightened because their forefathers were an alternate. They came there as pilgrims, those, what do they call them?
Puritans,
you see. They are much different from the Aussies. The Australians are criminals of India.
Mm-hmm. This Nixon is a Jew?
No Jew can be, sir, the president of that country. Not only Jew, but no even Catholic.
Well, some can.
Only Kennedy was the first Catholic to be. Otherwise, till Kennedy came, there was no, Catholic ever elected. Methodist. He didn't material body, but he was a fool. In the way he carried out, the way he turned the world. But sir, one thing about the freedom of America, I have my hat off. That man could be knocked off by an ordinary, a paper reporter.
Therefore,
that would not happen in any other country.
The government.
That would not happen in any other country but America. This is freedom par excellence.
There is possibility of Krishna conscious devotee will take the government.
That can be possible because of freedom.
Yes.
Essential freedom of that country.
Therefore we are being checked that they may not grow. They one politician has said. If they grow like this, in 10 years they will take the government. Some politician has said. So the Hare Krishna people are growing so rapid, like epidemic, he has said. And if they grow like this, within 10 years they may take our government. Yes,
it's good for them. Good people say of the government. With the amount of money that has been wasted by America during all these last 25 years in wars, in the small nations, that much money would have raised the standard of living in the whole
world. Money is
not consideration. Apart from that, sir, after all, it is a disease, poverty. If the people are out from poverty, then they will think about, first they will think about God in the stomach, then anywhere else.
This is not a fact.
Out of poverty, then they'll think about wine and women.
Yeah.
That is you in America, not
everywhere.
You have nothing. Everywhere. You have seen the people living in this worse than the pigs would.
We have seen in Japan now.
Everywhere, here also, all these politicians, they're after women, meat, and money, that's all.
Intoxication?
Yeah. One who was speaking, some gentleman, he was Firoz Ghazi's friend. He went to America and he was eating beef like anything.
Firoz?
Firoz
Gandhi?
No, another Indian leader.
Indian.
Yeah, he's a Marwari Brahmin.
Parsi never eat beef, sir, huh? I found out they are more they may be,
they are eating everything.
But they don't eat beef.
I know, they are eating everything.
Huh?
They eat everything. I've seen one Parsi here in Bombay. He's chanting and getting one chicken cut throat by the man. He's cutting, he gave him a paper and he took it. And he's chanting. Not Hare Krishna. They have got all their chanting. They have got their chanting. And I've seen their kitchen. It is
very dirty.
More dirty than the toilet.
Yes. Most dirty kitchens are the Muslims. Very funny. All that matters against the direct of Hindu religion in the Sanatana Dharma.
They want Hindi gentleman can. He presented a picture, India's map, and all the whole India is full of avatars. Vivekananda, Ramakrishna, these, that. This is
they might be vibhutis, you can call them.
Not nonsense. What vibhutis they are? Vibhuti of cheating.
But they are vibhuti anyhow.
They have got some vibhuti how to cheat. These vibhuti they have got.
He was serious?
He
was serious about the map?
Yes, he came to me to support this movement. What is this nonsense movement? All cheaters, picture here. All Bhagavan. So many thousands of Bhagavan. Vibhuti of cheating, that's all.
Yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam.
That vibhuti you have also got.
Whatever it may be. That is what
that
Krishna
is
saying.
Even an ant has got.
And then we must say vibhuti. The bigger ant. There in South America some ants.
That,
you know,
that's given by God to everyone. That doesn't mean one is Bhagavan.
Krishna says, I'm the cheating of cheats.
Yes.
I am arguing on that point. Greatest humbug, sir, is being carried out here in Bombay, some 50 miles away, by this Nityanand Swami. Statue is being worshipped as in place of God by
Sai Baba.
That Muktanand.
Sai Baba is also the Satya Sai.
They say that they are worshipping their Guru. Then why not Adya Guru?
Rajanis.
Rajneesh calls himself Bhagavan
Rajneesh. Yeah. He also
says Bhagavan. He is doing a sort of mass hypnotism to my mind. Psychologically, I try to analyze him. Yeah.
Without analyzing, we take him as rogue.
Yes. You, I being a scientist, try to analyze. And this is my nature.
Analysis.
And I try to analyze you also, sir. I try to analyze you.
Our analysis.
Analytical
process is very simple.
I did it. And then I tried.
What is that process?
The process is one is not Krishna Bhakta, he's the Lord.
Duskritino, Mudha, Naradama.
As soon as he sees that he is another devotee of Krishna, he must be a rogue. That's Duskriti, Mahamsin. That's
this, about this guru, they have taken it in a different way, very wrong way. Adya Guru is Krishna, that way you must not worship that.
Come on, Krishna, Prabhupada, you are a rogue. Hare Krishna.
So you have analyzed Srila Prabhupada?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I found that only bhakti is the real way. And to correct myself, I read out all the Vaishnava literature. I knew little Sanskrit. And then I read
the
right way. The only thing is that he's everything.
Break fire, give me little cow's milk cup, and put little flat rice.
No, I don't
know. Not too much. A little fruit, that's all.
So, sir, you are going by train to Kumbh Mela.
I like, sir.
I would have accompanied you if you had gone by train. I would lose a lot of time going and coming, and while coming back, you will come after 10 days, 5 days.
No, train, first class is very comfortable.
But you see, after all, it takes upon the health.
No.
24 hours.
Rather.
I had gone to Allahabad by
doctor,
train.
Yes, Dr. Shiva Sharma, he said, I have heard plane. For me.
Yeah, because the atmosphere changes.
But the pressurized plane, and non-pressurized plane, he used
to know at this time.
It's all right. I mean, I had gone to Allahabad by car, by train. I had a very bad experience like that.
No, first class. We reserve whole room, so no outsiders there, very comfortable. We leave there.
But last I've got to now four buses.
Four, we reserve four. Whenever. So two upper bus, two lower bus, we sleep very comfortable. Lock the door. And first class.
Coming back after how many days?
Maybe by March.
About 15 days, no?
No, more than.
It will be very, very cold.
Hmm?
It will be very, very cold. You may have to live in a tent. After all, tent is not preventing that cold. It is hot. January cold is extreme. It is as good as, it is as cold as New York or more than that.
I have got many invitations from friends. I can live in the home, house. That depends on my life. Either in the tent or a mile, 2 miles away.
Yeah. When you go out to live in some friend's house, it will be very difficult to come out because the whole city, it will be as big as Bombay practically. This home is at least 25 lakhs or 30 lakhs. It's the biggest home.
Space is also.
I'll tell one of the friends to get me some water on that day. I'll take bath here. I had gone to Allahabad once only.
Only?
We had not much chance to go there. Delhi also once. I had never gone to Delhi when Sardar Patel was calling me. I had seen Delhi in 1939. After that I had never gone.
My family life was in Allahabad. 1923 to 1936 continued. I used to come to Bombay from Allahabad for business, and I was staying in that hotel, Empire Hindu Hotel.
Yes, very nice hotel.
At that time it was very nice.
That is the hotel where Lokmanya Tilak died.
Oh.
He was staying there.
Yes, it is Maharashtrian. Very nice hotel.
Maharashtrian Brahmins keep very good hotels. Very good hotel. They are not as greedy as the Gujaratis. That is a fact.
No, they are following principles. Now the Gujaratis are all, Maharashtrians are as good. This material is really a needy thing. I spread that again. Here you see, sign for beef shop.
Opposite?
Yes. Mm.
There. Not here, there on the side. Now that they are not going to have any more beef now, from 1st of January, cows are prohibited. So like in the whole India there will be no cow slaughter. That is what Vinoba Bhave was going on in the past. And though there, they did not start the fast to the burning.
So killed bulls?
Bulls are included in cows. Cows equal bulls all together. Mm-hmm. Then in place they will kill the buffaloes. The buffaloes are water descendants. And tame. I don't know how in the world, sir, nowhere these buffaloes are tamed as it is in India. That means what height of this thing Indian people must have reached to tame the wild animals. Some wild beasts are terrific animals.
The buffaloes are killed.
No, what I mean to say, how buffaloes are tamed and milked and all these things. Nowhere in the world other than India you see buffaloes. Anyway, China. Is the China behind them? But they have another. In Africa,
buffalo
and bison different. But they are of the same category. They are more wild. These are tame. Bison is a bear. We call it bear. Bison is a Sanskrit word, more or less.
Coconut trees makes the place paradise. Palm trees.
When I bought that place, sir, and it came to my house, my wife immediately planted 22 coconuts all around. They are going very high now. Some 1980. Now we get coconut value more than 2,000 rupees per year.
We are getting 8,000.
Yeah, we are very good. Mine is hardly half an acre.
Yeah, the gigas per minute, 8 pounds.
A year?
Yeah.
But these coconuts, they would eat more coconuts if they are looked after. They were also putting fertilizer and all this, putting water in there. All these estates behind your small hutments, they should be well planned out. Sir, they think here would be, from management point of view, all these tenant will be segregated on one side, on this side. And those Vaidyan will be taken possession. And all the tenants will be taken from this.
So in Islam, taking one building, we are in possession of the all buildings. That is my policy. So we must remain on the head of everything. Therefore I constructed. They cannot say absolutely it is talent. No. Mixed. We are therefore occupying the head of everything. Fixed will. That is one story. Otherwise, we are on the head. They cannot monopolize the whole thing.
We have a room in that building anyway. Mm-hmm. That one-story building we're storing our books in.
That we have taken back. That was. We have paid for it.
This place that is bought for that huge amount was originally bought by Mr. Nair, this place for 9 hours.
2 rupees, 3 rupees.
That one which you bought, this behind, bought for 9 hours.
Nine hours.
So my place I bought in 1958 for 15 rupees. Today it will take me 400 or 500 rupees a square yard. Only within this 15 years, 20 years.
Mr. Nair told me that I have purchased not more than 20 rupees per square year. So I shall charge you 70 rupees. It is my profit. At that time it was selling 150. Now it is more than 400. Our land is only 1 crore, apart from this building. Therefore, everyone is envious.
Most envious the man opposite to you. The fellow got himself burnt by pouring kerosene on. I told you that. He was the most envious fellow. He even once told me, why do you go there?
Okay.
I said, I'll come to you. I used to treat his family as a doctor. And I stopped treating him because he had not paid my bill. He has got half a dozen girls in his family. I mean, very in age from 45 years to 18, none is there. You don't look up to the culture.
In Kalijug there is no marriage. Shikaram eva hindva.
By agreement.
By agreement.
By agreement.
That is in Western countries.
Everywhere.
Here, marriage.
In India also.
Marriage is brought in heaven, they are never broken down again. That is the...
No, in big cities there is marriage magister. You go, the boys and girls go and register.
There, yes. But here,
our marriage. Marriage, that was what is called primitive. Now modern marriage.
In your time, sir, you never used to see the girls from the airport you married.
Huh?
In our times, you never used to see the girls from the airport. I never saw my wife. She was in Mahatma Gandhi's ashram and I was engaged. I never saw her. She never saw me. And gave me very happily.
In my marriage, it was already settled. So one day he was going in cycle. So my father-in-law possibly took me.
Those marriages are ancient and they are never filled.
No. My wife was 11 years old.
My wife was 16 years when I married. When I was 19.
11 years?
Yeah. That was nothing. Married at the age of 5.
My mother-in-law was married at 7 years. And my father-in-law was 11.
A friend of mine was studying together in the high school, and he married when he was a boy of 11 years. He was of 9. And he was sleeping when he was studying
together. Even like Dr. Rajendra Prasad, you are married at 8 years.
8 years. Rajendra Prasad, first president of India.
And the marriage party was waiting, and he was sleeping, and when the opportune moment came, get out, I will have to sit down.
I think Nehru married at the age of 18 years.
He was after that, English time, he was a Cambridge student.
These boys make love and marry, and he is marrying and make love. More mature than he was. So he did not have that love, but not that. This is the background of Indian womanhood, this religion, that keeps up the sacredness of the Hindu man.
Hey, everywhere is our religion. Europe, America. Church. Marriage was taken in church.
Yes. The Catholic marriages are indissoluble. They can't remarry. Now they have started.
Now you have also started in India.
You have got a government law to sue the fellow for isolation. Hindu, Mr. Nehru has done great service to his community. I reach aerodrome from my place in 3 minutes. You reach from here in 8 minutes. I come 5 minutes from here. In that overhead bridge. And down in that under high bridge. I see this moving from my territory. That, what is that called? Helicopter.
Rough
helicopter. No, not helicopter. Rough. They have got a light, you know, going round now. So we can. What do you call it? Yes, they have a certain radar. There is a radar going down. The radar I can watch it. Even before the plane.
Chembur, I stayed there for a week. So I almost found the head.
They come this way and they are on the head on Santa Cruz. Many runways are street like that. Some few are like that and like that. Many of them are taking on this east coast runway. They come. You are too far away.
Kennedy Airport. There are two, three airports.
Yeah.
Next time he's going to a dog that he doesn't know.
Sama Sarveja Bhuteja dog. Even dog has in his view, there is a dominance of God.
We don't hate God. We say that this life is meant for getting release from this limitation of God. Otherwise, become a dog or a hog or a man or a god. The business is ahar nidra bhaya mari. But one thing is that this sort of duplicity and this dress is very nice. Girls who have no husband, they should dress like this. Not attractive dress. A dress sometimes attracts the opposite sex. And women are, by nature, they dress very nicely. That is everywhere. To attract. The nature is that they are dependent. Woman by nature. Do you admit or not?
Yes.
And the Western countries, they have been taught to become independent. That is artificial. There is no artificial. So woman by nature, Manusangita says, Nasyang Satanta Sahavarati. Women should not be given independence. They must be protected by the father, by husband, and by elderly sons. They are not independent, no independent. Even Kunti, the mother of such big, big sons, she was not independent. The sons are sent to the exile. Mother also went. Sita, the father-in-law never said, you also go with your husband. No. He requested Ramchandra, your stepmother wants that you should be exiled. So, please accept it. Accept it. And Ramchandra said that you are not exiled. But Sita said, I may not be exiled, but I am dependent on you. If you go to the forest, I must. This is dependent.
Most of the women, or at least many of the women in our society, have neither father, husband, or sons.
It is very precarious condition. So we want to give them, all of them, come and live. But when you come here, if you get husband, we have no objection. But don't canvass. That is not good. And that is making our sannyasis fall down. Of course, it is difficult that young man, young woman, living, intermingling. But it is a Krishna consciousness movement is to reform everything. Even there is such desire, it should be checked. And that can be checked if one is strictly Krishna conscious. Other is not possible. So this thing should be, because the the Kali Yuga, the more it advances, people will be suffering in so many ways. And the only solace is Krishna consciousness. Only Kali Yuga. If one becomes Krishna conscious, then he doesn't require husband. Doesn't require. He knows that Krishna is my protector. Why shall I artificially seek after other and what protection for a few days either the father or the son or the husband may give? The real protection is Krishna. This is temporary. But because we have got this material body, we require something. In this way, and this kind of hypocrisy, they have taken sannyas and mixing with women. This is not to be allowed. If you want women, you get yourself married, live respectfully. We have not. But this hypocrisy should be stopped. There have been so many fallen down. First of all, there will be no sunless anymore. They have got very bad experience. And at least we are not going to create new sunless. And those who have fallen down, let them marry, live like respectable gentlemen. I am not this. After all, young man, fallen down, that's all life. It is by nature's way. But marry that girl. That I am insisting from the very beginning. The no friendly living. If you want, get one nice, they have all of them qualified. Get one wife and live like a gentleman. Similarly, woman, live with one husband prestigiously, with children. That is wrong there. There are so many grihastha devotees. You have got children. Pradyumna has got child and they. Gopal has. Live with husband, wife, there is no restriction for husband, for wife. But what is this nonsense? That you take sannyas and make relation with. This should be completely so. And in our this campus, actually those who are eager to advance in Krishna consciousness, they should live, nobody else. We give free food, free apartment, cloth and everything, come here and live. As far as possible we shall provide. But this is specially meant for Bhagavad Bhajan. Attend Aruti, early rising in the morning, attend the function, take prasadam. In this way everything will be reorganized. Not lose things, then what is the use of? We have got such a. And so far the tenants are concerned, if it is possible, give them money, let them go. One, two, some have gone, and others. This whole campus should be for devotees. We don't want tenants. And it should be developed upon that purpose. Or developed in Krishna consciousness. Either here or outside India or anywhere, this principle should be followed. And this hotspot association society is not required. Let it be very pure. ekaschandra samahanti nasataras. There one moon is sufficient. There's no need of millions of stars. What do you think? One moon gives light. In this way, if we can make one person really Krishna conscious, then our mission is successful. What is the use of billions of stars twinkling? What is that twinkling?
Twinkling.
We should discuss all this in Buddhism. These two brothers should be P. Banerjee and M. Banerjee. The address is there. You can write as secretary, dear sir, I am instructed by the divine grace, Prabhupada, to thank you for your postcard. Condole for your bereavement in the absence of your father, late principal in Banerjee. You know that your father was intimately related with Srila Prabhupada, and he assisted him with some money, loan. Your father attempted to repay it, but he could not. Now, after his death, you are worthy sons behind.
I'm getting behind him. No, after he's dead.
You are you are good sons behind him. You have observed the death ceremony very pompously.
Death ceremony?
Of your father.
Very pompously?
Pompously. Why not repay the debts of your father so that he may live very peacefully in his next life? A line in reply will much oblige us. Yours sincerely, you will sign secretary to the divine presence. This man there was a Pakkasi, and his son.
He was a Pakkasi?
He cheated me. 10 years before I gave him about 1,000 in your family. These sons and sons number Pakka. And they are observing the death ceremony. What do you have written?
Dear sirs, I'm instructed by His Divine Grace through the Prabhupada to thank you for your postcard dated such and such. And we condole for your bereavement in the absence of your father. And we condole for your bereavement in the absence of your father, the late such and such.
Principal
in Banerjee. You know that your father was intimately related with Srila Prabhupada, and he assisted him with some...
And Prabhupada assisted him.
Okay. And Srila Prabhupada assisted him with some money loan. Your father attempted to repay it, but he could not. Now, after he is dead, you are good sons. Behind him, you have observed the death ceremony very pompously. Why not repay the debts of your father so that he may live very peacefully in his next life? A line in reply will much oblige us. Yours sincerely,
Secretary. Let us see how wise this sounds. Everyone knows. They know that Gurachand Gosai, Radha Damodar, he knows. And I've got letters and everything. I can, if I go to the court, I will be going to the court. I could have gone to the court long, long ago. I never liked to go to the court. In my business life also, if somebody did not pay, I never go to the court. Bother to push good money after bad money. The money which is lost. And what about that money order?
I've instructed Giriraj to do it this morning.
Oh, again instructed. No instruction. I want to see the receipt immediately.
Oh, I told him to bring it.
You told him, but he does not do.
It's still early.
Early when it will be late, then it will not done. Immediately be. When I'm giving him, it must reach timely to save his situation. So go and do this first.
They should repeat it, they should recite the name. Physically they should be the strong and stout and be the brothers of everyone. There should be a brotherhood. People who have got some grasping capacity can understand something, know the principles of the life. According to Bhagavad Gita, according to Mahabharata, Ramayana, Bhagavata.
Samsiddhin Paramangata.
Sve Sve Karmanya Hirata Samsiddhin Lakate Naraha. Say Karmanya Virata, that means everyone must be firm.
Tama Bhaksha.
To his to
not only simply Virapa, but Karmana Tom of Bhaksha. Otherwise it is zero. Karmana Manasavacha. Tom of Bhaksha.
Tom of Bhaksha.
If you give up that Tom of Bhaksha, then it is zero. So where is that abhorcha?
Well, that is devotion.
Yeah. So
to forget ourselves.
Forget ourselves not. If you forget yourself, then how you are?
No, that means
forget ourselves. You must know what is your position.
No, forget ourselves, that means we have to forget the passions and selfishness.
Passion, that is base principle, I would say. Actually, you have to remember yourself, what is your position, not forget yourself. Your position, as is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, Mama Ivansa. I am the part and parcel of God. You cannot forget this. If you forget this, then everything is...
No, that is that. Not to forget that. Only to forget the bad things
that you cannot forget bad things, unless you are engaged in good things.
Good thing. Correct, correct. Correct.
Param dhishtyani vartate.
Param dhishtyani vartate.
If you do not get good engagement,
good engagement,
you cannot give up bad engagement.
Yeah, well, yes.
So similarly, if you do not forget your constitutional position, the bad thing cannot be forgotten.
Correct.
So our position is that we are part and parcel of God.
Of the Almighty.
Yes. Just like this finger
is
the part and parcel of my body. So this finger, I say, finger come here, eat here. So it is doing that. And if it is, if it cannot do, then it is disease.
Yes. Senseless.
If there is some painfulness or some sore, then immediately I cannot do it.
Oh yes. Correct.
So that means I am part and parcel of God.
God.
If I cannot serve God, then I am busy.
Yes.
That is material condition.
Yes.
So material condition, suppose this finger is diseased, so
it cannot do
applying some ointment and going to the doctor, this is one business. And when it is cured, when it is actually engaged in service, that is healthiest. So this social work, without serving God, is just like applying ointment to the diseased part of it. It has no value, practically. If it has got value, provided it is cure to serve the whole body. So if the finger is not so pure to serve the whole body, then it remains disease. You go on applying ointment, it has no use.
Similarly,
this child, humanity means if you can raise him to the consciousness, Krishna consciousness.
Consciousness that he then, is a part and parcel of the Almighty.
Then it is right.
Right.
And if you keep him in ignorance, you go on all kinds of human service, all you.
Yes.
Dhanma sanistika pungsa, visakshina kathasujar, nutpadayad rati jadi, sarmayivai. If by serving humanity, you cannot raise him to the standard of understanding that he is part and parcel of God, and his main business is to serve Krishna, then it is useless. Samohi vaikhi. So our service to the humanity should be, he is in forgetfulness. He does not know what is his position. If you can, raise him to the position that it is part and he is part and parcel of God. Unless he comes to the position of serving God, his material condition will continue. Mam aprapya nivartante mrityu sansara
vartate.
So dharma shasa paranta.
Punarapi jananam punarapi
maranam. Then that service is useless. If he continues, punarapi jananam,
punarapi maranam,
then the service to the humanity useless.
Useless, correct.
Therefore, our service to the humanity should be aimed how to awaken his original consciousness, Krishna consciousness.
Krishna consciousness.
That is the real service. There is no benefit. Simply liver and blood. And just like to make one Hindu from Christian. So what benefit you get? He is under wrong impression that I am Christian, and he is brought into another wrong impression, I am Hindu. But he is neither Hindu nor Christian. He is servant of God. So to turn the Christian, to bring him to become a Hindu, it is useless labor. What benefit? A dog is also thinking I am dog. And if somebody thinks I am Hindu, where is the difference? Dasyatmuddhikunapetidhatupe. If one thinks this body I am, either Hindu or Muslim or dog or cat, if one is thinking in that way, that I am this body, Saireva Gokhar, this animal. So from one animal to another animal, from cat to dog, or from dog to cat, what is the benefit? The position is the same. As a cat will get meow, and as a dog will go. That's it. That much difference. But he remains animal. Saiva Gokhar. What is the benefit of such humanitarian work? And Bhagavad Gita says, Mam upetta kauntiya punarjanma. No more kaita, either cat or dog. Mam eva. Taktadi hang punarjanma naiti. Mam eva. That's what it is. Punarjanma means, if I am cat, I become a dog. Or if I am a dog, I become a cat. That is punarjanma. So that will continue, his birth and death. Mettu samsara vatmani. What is the benefit? Suppose I am now human being, the next life I become either dog or a demigod. So the janma mittu jara bad is there. Either you become a demigod or a dog. But your position is nahanate yahannamane sarire. You have to come to that position.
That is the philosophical and spiritual position.
That is real position. Nahannata hannamani sarire. If you are under the law of birth and death, then it is useless, the same thing. Either you become cat or dog or god or anything. Abrahma-bhapana-lokan puraravati.
Punaravati.
Even if you take your birth in the highest planetary system, Brahma logistics, the birth, the cold is there.
Kshine punne
matalokam vishanti. Disease continues.
This is the circle. And that man himself accepts all these things.
That is
his karma.
That they are karmis, they are working to go to the heavenly planet. And what do you do? What will benefit?
Artho yajnasur arthaarthi jnani ca bharatarshava. And in lakhs and lakhs people there are one which is very difficult to find a jnani.
Jnani, one can become jnani in a moment, provided he wants. Just like Krishna said, bhavanam janmanamanti
jnanavanmam prapadyate.
So, jnanavanmam prapadyate. So if one surrenders to Krishna, he is Gyanu. Other is a rascal. So if you don't teach how to surrender to Krishna, then he remains a rascal.
It is our duty to teach, to educate the people.
Yes, yeah, so this is education, the surrender to Krishna.
To guide them.
Otherwise he is not educated.
How to surrender the Almighty. That is our duty.
But he does not know what is Almighty. And Almighty is canvassing, and people are refusing. Almighty says, Mattap Parataram
Nanya. Kinjidastidananjaya.
The real is Almighty, but who is teaching? The real is Almighty, certainly.
That is Asuri Sampatti. So, due to Asuri Sampatti, people refuse the existence of the Almighty.
People do not teach us that here is Krishna, the Almighty, the Supreme, the surrender here. And the Almighty can by saying, Manmana Bhava Madhaksa Madhyajima. They do not do that. Neither they are so-called leaders who teach them to do that. This is going on. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that you become a guru. Amar Agyai Guru Haiya Taravaides. You become a guru and deliver them. So, I am a fool, I have no education, how can I become a guru? The answer is, no. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna bole. If you simply advise people what Krishna has said, then you become guru. But if you manufacture your ideas, then you are not guru.
She has to teach what is the message of the Lord.
Yeah, this is the message. Surrender and change. The masses, the God is canvassing. They surrender unto me. Sarvadharmān parityaja. Give up all this nonsense engagement. Surrender unto me. But they are not doing that. Murha. Duskritinam murha. Namāk prapadvante. They are forgetting the real business. And they are engaged in some superfluous
succumb to some passions and all these things.
This is why.
That is the ignorance.
Now we are preaching the Krishna's words only. And we have become successful all over the world.
Yes, all over the world.
And they go, the so-called yogis, samis go, they bhag-bhag. It enters in this year and goes out. No effect. Bhag-bhag. So bhag-bhag mein kuch kaam nahi ho.
Kaisa hoga? उसका कोई मूल्य ही नहीं
नहीं और एक बार कृष्ण को समझा दीजिए दूसरा काम इफेक्ट स्वल्पम व्यस्त धर्म
त्रायते महतो भयात
ये हम लोग यही समझाते हैं जैसे कृष्णा इज द सुप्रीम
लॉर्ड इज अ वंडरफुल थिंग
And you just surrender. And anyone who is doing, he is getting
that. Hundreds and thousand people are listening to the message of the God.
You are selling this war daily, 5 to 6 lakhs, daily. What is the message? Surrender to Krishna. Dwanuki, how many books we have sold?
In 1 week we sold 700,000 books. 7 lakhs.
7 lakhs books in 1 week.
In 1 week.
To be a history man.
A wonderful thing.
Religious books selling 7 lakhs of books.
7 lakhs in a week.
In a week. There is no history.
There is no history. There is no Another example.
And where you are selling, where Christians are there. They are not Hindus. That they read Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavad Gita. They are all Christians, Jews, Muslims. In Muslim country you are also selling.
I see.
Yeah.
Iran, Pakistan.
Iran, Pakistan, Egypt.
Even Chinese.
Chinese, yes.
I see.
And Chinese now, they, we have begun in Russia also.
Let me see the Russian edition. Bhagavan Krishna and
आप लोग का तो अपना काम है उसका, मैं अकेले कर रहा हूँ बस.
नो वी आर प्रिपेयर टू सी
नोबडी इज प्रिपेयर
माय सेल्फ इज प्रिपेयर आवर सर आवर करीब डेफिनेटली.
इधर कोई आता नहीं, ये सब बाहर से ले आते हैं. बाहर से ले आकर के इधर सेंटर चलाते हैं. और इसमें गवर्नमेंट पीछे है. चलो चलो तुम्हारा वीजा खत्म हो गया, तीन महीना छह महीना बाद उसको फिर जाने पड़ता, और फिर आने पड़ता 10,000 रुपया. ऐसे 100 केसेस ईयरली, 10,100 केसेस कितना ये बर्बाद होगा.
बर्बाद
रुपया क्यों, इधर का आदमी कोई ज्वाइन नहीं करता. दो चार है वो भी कुछ लिखे पड़े ज्यादा नहीं है, जो पढ़े लिखा है वो आता ही उसको तो एक नौकरी मिल गया, एक जोरू मिल गया, जीवन सफल हो. इतना बड़ा भारी पहुंच है इंडियन कल्चर.
बहुत बड़ा है.
All night he is translating. At night he is translating. All night.
ये machine में. At night we translate. In the time, the time. In the same to the press. The books are. Then they, said, in this way I am bringing 10 lakhs of rupees per month and investing in constructing temples.
Many temples?
Many temples.
All over India?
All over India. In Mathura, Vrindavan, there is something going on. I heard.
It's finished.
Finished.
Our temple is the biggest and the nicest.
Correct. Idea is the nice. Devotion is the biggest. So everything naturally.
तो इतने आप लोग देखते हैं ना सब, इसमें से ज्वाइन कीजिए तभी तो काम बढ़ेगा.
यस यस आई विल. मैं हम तो जरूर हमारे लोगों को आई विल एडवाइज माय पीपल.
Why advise? Why not come? Practical.
Why not practically they should come?
Advise that is will not be.
No, no, advise that means we shall write.
Yeah, my Vrindavan ka temple hai.
Achha.
You have spent 50 lakhs. No. There is very big guest house behind the temple.
To continue all the mission and that is the
all over the world.
All over the world.
So we have got 110 Radha Krishna temples. All over the world. Where is that?
ऐसा सुना कि आपकी तबीयत ठीक नहीं है.
नहीं, तबीयत ठीक नहीं, बहुत खराब.
उम्र भी अभी बहुत हो गई.
ये देखिए न्यू इंडिया में हमारा न्यू वृंदावन है. মহাপ্রভুজ কৈছে ভারত ভূমিতে মনুষ্য জন্ম হইল যা জন্ম সার্থক করি কর্ম ভাই তবে ঠিক হ্যাঁ
Now it has been printed in Hindi also.
Oh yes. So Hindi.
After?
Hindi.
I see. Achha.
Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita. Come language. Bengali.
Haan to, is desh mein to,
एक सेंटर कीजिए भगवद गीता
ठीक
और उसका है नीतीश प्रचार हाथ बात करके कुछ रहा
अच्छा
ये छोटी सी
There's a big volume. It takes time to read, to go through it. And but a small booklet, man can keep it in his pocket.
We have got three classes, medium class, and the
volume.
Hardbound, big books, and small books. And besides that, magazines. So in 1 week, what we have sold, they have sent one telegram. No loss of it.
December 17th to 24th, that's Christmas week. It sold 117,664 big books like this.
117,000.
Yeah. 1,017,000 in 1 week. Then medium books like this, Ishvapanishad, they sold 90,737. And smaller books like this, 63,332. And Back to Godheads like this magazine, 4,37,420.
1 week.
In 1 week. Very wonderful. There is no other comparison for such a sale.
We are the number one publisher of religious
printing and everything attractive. Everything is such a nice. That man is attracted and he goes through the books and plates.
Now in America, we are slowly starting to understand
by
Srila Prabhupada's mercy what is the real purpose of Bhagavad Gita, the real purpose of yoga. Unfortunately, we are finding in India, people have misunderstood Gita.
Misunderstood Gita. Not so eager to understand. Even there are no study. You see, there is no study at all. It's an unfortunate thing here. In the educational system, the slave system, coming from British regime, still it is not changed. Unfortunately, whatever change we see, the change only that goes anti-religion. So the present generation is suffering.
Change means we have lost our culture.
They have lost culture, yes.
This is change.
So Srila Prabhupada is offering the real Indian
culture.
Yes,
correct, again. We have to fulfill all these things. We have to teach them, we have to guide them, advise them, make them study. For that purpose, conducting some classes in some schools, English and different languages. Atheist people, every day they are attitudizing.
He has allowed us to go to the lunatic assembly to enlighten. So we are going there.
Nice.
Listen, let us.